Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Recently, I was presenting at a conference with sales managers and business owners in the room, and the subject of referrals came up. Specifically, the leaders in the room were frustrated that their team wasn't asking for referrals, even though everyone on the team knew that the quality of a referred lead was much better than the quality of a cold lead. Let's examine why this might be. So, first of all, you're right. A cold lead or a lead inbound from a random source has a closing ratio, best case scenario, of about 30%, 25%, whereas a referred lead is 50%. So imagine how many more sales you could make simply by having a referral-based sales process. You're also right that most salespeople are afraid to ask. In fact, a study from Bain & Company a few years ago showed that while 87% of your satisfied customers are happy to give you leads, are happy to refer you business, only 7% of salespeople actually ask. So why is this? What's getting in the way? Two things are getting in the way. One, fear. Salespeople are afraid to ask for referrals because they're afraid of getting a rejection. Let's face it, we face rejection all the time. The last thing we need is to be rejected another time on referrals. And so they don't ask. Second thing that's getting in the way is our ego. Let's face it, salespeople have strong, healthy egos. We believe that we can sell in the face of adversity. We have to, otherwise we'd be unsuccessful. We believe that we can do it best all on our own. We've been taught that we don't need anybody's help, that we're sole contributors, that we're lone hunters, and that we need to be self-sufficient. That's counter to everything we're being told about referrals, because referral is asking for help. And most salespeople don't like to ask for help. They view it as a sign of weakness. How do I know this? Because I fell into this trap as a junior salesperson years and years ago myself. I didn't want to ask for referrals because I didn't want my customers to think I was desperate for new business. The reality was, I was desperate for new business. Kind of a funny catch-22, don't you think? So what we need to do is get past those hurdles on your sales team. Because one thing that you can do to dramatically increase the number of sales without adding a single minute to your workday is to be selling to referred leads. Help them get past the fear and help them get past their ego. How? I suggest having a referral blitz, a referral campaign, a referral contest. Nothing will motivate your sales team more to get referrals than being able to elevate their status to the top of the bunch by winning prizes, by winning money, or just winning the accolades of an attaboy for having most referrals in the business. It's one of the best things that you can do to drive your sales through 2012 and 2013. So let me ask you, what are you doing today to motivate your teams to get more referrals?
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.